Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Spirited baseball discussion.
Why don't they just listen to us? We've got everything solved.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the stupid owners. Tell everybody if you're going to own a team, you got to spend some money.
When you go buy a car, there's like a credit check. Like they make sure you got your stuff.
There you go.
Like you should have to like have a certain amount
there
of money
you go.
To own a team.
Well, but I think they all do have the money. They just don't want to spend it. They'd rather complain about the way baseball is set up, which is basically... Because look at, okay, we saw the report yesterday. The Pirates, are going in, all in on Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, that's right. We did see that.
We saw that. Now, we didn't believe it. But let's say it's true. That means they had the money all along. They just didn't want to spend it.
Right.
So stop trying to blame baseball. It's the crappy owners who make for such an unlevel playing field. Isn't it?
No, I mean, there's a lot of owners out there not wanting to spend their cheese.
Their cheese.
They want to hang on to it. I'm not mad. Listen, it's not my cheese, so I get it.
Yeah, I know, but hey.
You know, I don't want to hear you complaining, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, the whole thing, well, it's a business. All right, it's a business. But in any business, you make money when
they say scared money don't make money.
But when your business goes up in value, that's doing the right thing. And all of these businesses go up in value.
And you know what they do once they get to the value they like?
Sell it.
Indeed.
So please sell it.
Indeed.
I mean.
Anyway. I mean, just take the Padres. I mean, they were bought at what 800 mil? 700 mil?
What, and how many billion now?
It's at least being projected at 2.5.
That's a win.
Woo!
For somebody.
Woo!
Yep.
Daily Gamp. Let's get to it.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Daily Gambit, so named basically because there was a television show that was called Queen's Gambit, and we thought Daily Gambit might sound good. We don't bet anything on these games, but it's mostly a way of going through some of the games that are coming up. And we like to have some fun making our picks and see how we do.
Remind me at some point later, so we're going to have to discuss that Orioles trade that seemed to make no sense to me.
Orioles and Angels.
Yeah.
Taylor Ward.
Made no sense.
All right.
So we'll get to that a little later.
Yes, sir. Ted Leitner is going to be on in the next segment. More on the life and legacy of our dear departed Randy Jones. Good night for you, Tony. 7-2. You lost on the Aztec game, which we all did. You also lost on Ohio football They were favored by 34.5 over UMass, and they won by 28. So you didn't cover. Scraby also 7-2. I was not as good as you guys.
What was that record?
Me? Mm-hmm. 4-5. Mm. Which is, you know, credible, but not good.
Is it?
You lead the week at... No. Trying to keep myself upbeat.
Is it?
You're 11-6. Scraby's idle today, but he's 11-6. I'm 9-8. So it's close as we go into tonight's games. You know how I love to focus on the worst teams in the league. So tonight, let's look at the Washington Wizards. Are they even still in the NBA?
I forgot they existed. Who's on their team?
That's a great question. They've lost 11 in a row.
Let's see.
Currently, they are 1-12. Tonight, they're in Minnesota. So you know it's a big spread. 16.5 for the T-Wolves over the Wizards. I mean, ever since Michael Jordan retired, the Wizards have been bad. And they were bad when he was with them.
They got to the playoffs, didn't they?
They've snuck a couple, but yeah, not many. I think Gilbert Arenas got them into the postseason 1 year.
1-12 on the year.
I know. 1-12.
Who'd they lost 11 straight.
Yeah. I mean, like, what do you do if you're a Washington Wizards fan? Just, I guess, go see Ovechkin play. Their only win was over the Mavericks in the second game.
Okay, so they lost the first one.
Won the second one,
so they were 500.
Yeah.
And then 11 straight.
Alex Sarr, leading scorer of the Wiz.
And he's out tonight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm trying to give you somebody on their team.
I've not
heard much of him. How about Kyshawn George?
He's not listed as injured, so.
Here's a couple players you've heard of. You got to feel bad for these guys. Veterans that have just, like, ending their career.
Oh, my man from New Orleans is there.
CJ McCollum. And the Bucks traded Chris Middleton there. What did he ever do to the Bucks to be traded there? All right, after all that, who do you want? T-Wolves minus 16.5, or are you going with the Wiz?
I'm going with the Wiz, baby.
I'm
going with Timberwolves.
T-Wolves. They got to win sometime. And I mean, to me, the T-Wolves...
They're not going to win. They might cover.
Yeah, I'll take the Wiz to cover.
Okay.
All right, as bad as the Wizards are, they're not as bad as the team that was in the NBA Finals last year. Indiana's 1-13.
Wow.
And now we know they lost Halliburton, but... They still
got some players besides
you'd
Halliburton.
They've got some players. They also lost Miles Turner
right. Too.
But still, Mathurin, Siakam, Nemhard, Nesbitt, Toppin.
Siakam's,
I don't know.
Siakam's averaging 25 a game.
I know. Look, Carlisle's a legit coach.
Oh my God! Look at all these outs.
Yeah, they got some guys missing though. Toppin's played 3 games. Mathurin's played 3.
Naismith's out.
It's bad. TJ McConnell's only played 4.
Both of these teams is beat up.
But tonight, Indiana's got a shot because they're home to the almost as bad Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte favored by 1.5. I say Charlotte sees an opportunity to win. I'll take Charlotte on the road. What do you like? You got the Pacers at home?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna give me ball. Give me the ball, bro.
Give you a ball.
Give me Charlotte.
Jokic is averaging 53.5 for the season, points, rebounds, and assist. He's averaging a triple double easily. 29-13-11. His over under tonight is 51.5. Let me make sure I know who he's playing.
He's playing the Pelicans.
Yes, he is. He is so. You know, the thing is I don't... This sounds like a negative on Jokic, and maybe I shouldn't, but he does get the ball every time down the court. They run everything through him. So he should have some points. He should have some assists.
But this many? Come on now.
Yeah, right. And he's tall, and he gets the rebounds. Over, under 51.5. Tony.
He's averaging 20.
And he's averaging 53.5.
Give me over. He's going to hit the over easy.
Pelicans can't stop him.
No.
Sounds like an over. Who scores more tonight? SGA? At home against Sacktown, or Tyrese Maxey at home against Toronto. Maxey is a machine when it comes to scoring. We know what SGA can do. I'm going to take SGA tonight. Sacramento, they don't guard anyone. Tony, Maxey or SGA tonight? Separate games. It's a tough one.
What's the bet?
Who scores
more?
Yeah. Scores more points. OKC is home to Sacramento. Maxey is home to Toronto.
Give me Maxey.
Maxey, all right. We have a women's game tonight that I couldn't pass up. University of South Carolina, home to Winthrop. I've never seen a spread like this in any game I've ever seen.
It's that bad, huh?
How about 61.5?
Wow.
What do you think, Tony? I don't know anything.
South Carolina versus Winthrop, huh?
Winthrop.
Get Does Tony know where Winthrop is?
Is it in is South it North Carolina?
Carolina? I think it's in North Carolina. It's in one of the Carolinas. I feel pretty confident about that.
I do too, but I'm not sure which one. What do you
Rock Hill, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah. So it's a home game kind of for Winthrop. Yeah. They'll probably bring a big throng of fans.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. Even though it's 61,
you're going to give the points.
I think South Carolina's going to cover. They're going to win by like 62.
The thing is Dawn Staley's not the type to run up the score, but she won't be able to help
it. I don't think she's going to be able to
help.
Right?
Her last players are going to be running up the score. I'll take South Carolina, too. UConn, 4.5 over Arizona. Great men's game. Number 3 and number 4 in the country. Give me Arizona. I always like to root against Dan Hurley and see if he'll do something silly. I'll take Arizona plus the points here. Tony.
Arizona, UConn?
Yeah, UConn by 4.5.
Give me Arizona.
Arizona. We have one hockey game. The Ducks have moved into first place ahead of the Kings. They're home tonight to Boston.
Boston?
Ducks by 1.5. Tony. Ducks and Bruins.
Give me Ducks.
I think the Bruins are in first place in their division, but it's really close. I'm going to take the Ducks just because they treated me to a night in the suite a couple of weeks ago, and I feel like I owe them a pick.
Okay.
We'll see how that works out. Thank you, Adam.
All right.
By the way, during the break, I called him Adam Scraby. So there we go.
Yeah.
Where my head is today.
He had no reaction. Though. He had no reaction, which was disappointing. A. B, you know, Scraby, all the time, since we've been working together, turns off our mics, right? And so the last time.
Oh, but going into a break.
Yeah, going
yes.
into a break. Going right. to a break, certain. Last time we did this, Adam. We just kind of assumed that he would do that, and he wasn't turning off the mic, so we had a few hot modes. He has not allowed me to even blink my eye.
Before he gets that mic
Before
off.
He turns it off, and it is letting me know. Thanks. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got your mic. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Adam Scraby.
Appreciate you, Adam Scraby.
Matt Scraby would never do the same.
let's get to break.
Uncle Teddy.
When we return, Ted Leitner joins us to talk more Randy Jones, and we celebrate his life as he passed away here last night.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
This game day traffic report is brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Wrapping up our morning drive with a few problems here, guys. One of them is this collision on northbound 5 at SeaWorld Drive. It's over to the right shoulder. Also reports of a collision on southbound 15 near the 8. Those vehicles are over to the right shoulder, but watch out for some debris reported in lanes. Got a stalled vehicle partially blocking the Delmar Heights Road off-ramp northbound 5. Then up ahead past the racetrack, accident being cleared out of middle lanes. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? They always bottle their Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all of their bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from their own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bank of America is the nation's leading business lender, and we're ready to help with your next goal here in San Diego. That's why we have over 3,700 local business specialists across the country. Because with the right team, your business and community prosper. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusiness. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
This National Veterans and Military Families Month, Verizon would like to show our appreciation for those that serve. Military and veteran families can get mobile plans starting at just $25 per line per month on 4 lines of unlimited welcome, plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store, where we're proud to serve you. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. $30 per line per month for 4 lines, less $20 account discount. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. For unlimited welcome plan in times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Ben Higgins, and this is the perfect month to get on board with Prize Picks. Football and basketball season are now both in full swing.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, 3:18 is the time, Chris. Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr. All guests, 97.3 The Fan Hotline. Join us, David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. And we go out to our hotline right now. Very nice of Ted Leitner to take a few minutes to speak with us today. I can't think of anybody who knew Randy Jones a whole lot longer than Ted, you know, had. And I'm sure this news is devastating to him and to all of us. Ted, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today on what's really a sad day. As I said earlier, kind of a show I hoped I'd never have to do.
I understand. 48 years I knew Randy, and from the very time I got here in 1978, and he was still pitching at that time, and pitched for a couple more years before he was traded to the Mets, and got to know him. But then who didn't? This was he and I have been an ambassador, the two ambassadors for the club for the last my 5 years, and he longer than that. And it's been a blessing to me to be an ambassador, and a blessing to me further to be an ambassador, because I've gotten to know Randy so much better the last 5 years as co-ambassadors, because Peter Seidler asked me to spend a couple of games for homestand in the owner's suite and be with people and so forth. And every game that I was there, Randy was there, because Randy went to basically all of them. And so we would dine together, and Marie would be there, and the grandkids and kids through the years. And I got to know him better then than during the time that he played. And I am so blessed by that and so grateful for that, and has been through so much. I mean, so much. It's the business of getting into the 70s like we are, and you just want, you know, to be healthy first and foremost, regardless of the age. And he didn't have a lot of luck with that, from the throat cancer to the major back surgery. And a friend of mine, I didn't even know, I haven't seen Randy since the end of the season. And a friend of mine told me he broke his hip in September. And so much he had happened to him. And I think aged a lot physically in the last few years rather than chronologically. But just a great, great guy. I got to cover Tony Gwynn for 20 years, and I had a couple as a TV guy at Channel 8, and then a broadcaster with KFMB when they did the Padres, and got to be with Randy. You can't have two, never mind ambassador, they were ambassadors and they were players, and that's the kind of guy they both were, and I was so blessed to know both of them.
Theodore, I didn't get a chance to see Randy pitch or get to know him as a player. I got to know him in his kind of second act, as he was retired. But You got to cover him a little bit here in San Diego. What was he like as a player, covering him then?
And it was kind of a shame for me, and because he had been so terrific. The first, and people forget this. You know the analogy that I use, that when Joe DiMaggio retired with the Yankees, he had started doing commercials for the new company called Mr. Coffee, the Mr. Coffee machine, and they were all over New York and so forth. And young people would ask their dad and their mom, "Joe DiMaggio was a ball player?" You mean the Mr. Coffee guy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I think so many young fans in San Diego, and maybe young adults too, who were not here like I was for the prime of it, only the end of it, the playing career, that Randy Jones was a player? I thought he was a as I always call it, a magnet, entrepreneur, because he hustled and he worked and he did stuff constantly. And they know him for the barbecue restaurant that he used to have. They know him for the barbecue restaurant at the new Petco and the kiosk and all that stuff. And he became more noted for that, plus his broadcast work and talk shows, right, where you guys in terms of doing Padre pregames and postgames and all that for a couple of decades. So they knew him as a broadcaster and a restaurant guy. And he played. Not only did he play, he was the first Padre star on early expansion bad teams. And was just the guy, early on with Dave Winfield and those guys that were the so-called cornerstones of the franchise. And I think Randy is kind of forgotten for that because it's been so far back there and they were not, good Padre teams, winning teams. But to win like that, with those kind of teams, to win 22 with a mediocre team in 76, just amazing. And to answer your question, the kind of pitcher, and I saw him, like I said, when he was in his last couple of years, and then he was traded, had two more years with the Mets, and he wasn't the same pitcher. Had that nerve problem he had in his shoulder and neck, and he was never the same pitcher again, literally, after he won the Cy Young in 76. But the sinker made him. The sinker made him, and he was unbelievable. He was just unhittable. It's just like Trevor, with the changeup, the Bugs Bunny pitch, they called it, where you could tell him, hey, changeup is coming. They still couldn't hit Trevor.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Randy. It's a sinker, but I can't hit it. My favorite moment was Pete Rose. He owned the all-time hit champion. And Pete one time, of course, batting right-handed against Randy, the lefty, got so frustrated, he came up and he batted left-handed against him. And thought, hell, I can't hit him right-handed. I'll try lefty-lefty.
That's when you know you're frustrated as a hitter, when you decide to go same side.
And grounded out. So Randy, and the fascinating part, and it shows how much the game has changed. I'm not a big stat guy. Not a big stat, algorithms, all that stuff. I'm not big into that, but there's some that are amazing. But to show you how the game has changed, when he won the Cy Young, 315 innings. Mm. 315. You know when you'll see that again?
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
In that same year, 25 complete games.
Yeah.
That's got to be more than the entire National League combined last year for himself. And what made him even better, and he told me this, that with the sinker, he had it early sharp and then you get a little less sink later. But when he got tired, it always sunk like crazy and moved like crazy. So he got better as he got tired. And so if you didn't get him out of there by the sixth, he was going nine and you were going to lose. Good chance you were going to lose. And it always fascinated me because it was really, really hard to hit. And like I said, he was fantastic, and it all peaked in that 76 season. He beat out Jerry Kuzman for the Cy Young, with the Mets star, and Don Sutton, my old buddy with the Dodgers, and Steve Carlton with the Phillies. That's what young people need to know, that this Randy Jones, great guy, ambassador, barbecue restaurateur, but one hell of a pitcher in his Cy Young year.
Yeah, for sure. And the fact that he said he got tired as the game went on, that was the excuse he told himself to stay out late before a ball game. I better stay out here for another couple of beers just to make sure I'm tired tomorrow.
My boy RJ didn't need any excuses to stay out late for another couple of beers.
Ted, you're so good at doing stuff like this. I mean, everybody's going to try to, how are we going to remember? What is his legacy going to be when the sadness wears off? I told Tony's dad's going to always be Mr. Padre, but where's Randy going to fit into that scheme here as the years go on a little bit?
Because of all the stars, and Dave Winfield was a good guy, and I had a great relationship with Dave. I still do. And all those other guys, and then the so-called cornerstones, and the stars, Jake Peavy, so forth and so on, Greg Vaughn, love all those guys. But in terms of personalities, as in, what do you need? What charity do you need me to be involved in? That's Tony Gwynn, and that's Randy Jones. And in terms of whatever you need. And I was so blessed to be, you know, with him. Like I said, my 5 years of ambassadorship, he's there every night, and I watch him with people. And you can learn. You really can. You can learn from people like that. I always did that. You know how I did that in my life, later in my life, and changed a lot, I hope for the better, that I would watch what Jerry Coleman would do. And I would watch what Randy Jones would do in dealing with the public. And when I had a problem or thinking how I would deal with something, a speech or an appearance I would make, I would ask myself, what would Jerry do?
Yeah.
What would Randy do?
Yeah.
That's the legacy to me personally, that their personalities, their charm, their love for people is returned by all those people. And Randy stands out among all Padre players for having that. Like I said, just in spades, amazing. Simply amazing. One of my favorite stories, Hal Clement told me this, that when I was at Channel 8 on sports, Hal, of course, was the number one sports guy at Channel 10 and a terrific one. And he wanted to do one of those, remember, reporter involvement stories. So he called Randy and said, hey, I could hit you. I could hit you, Randy. and Lefty said, okay. What do you want to do? I'm going to come out with the camera at Jack Murphy, and I'll let you pitch to me, and we'll do a story on it. Okay, I'll see you out there, whatever. And he goes, out there. Now, Hal tells me that RJ is throwing lollipops at him. You know, he would throw 85, but now he's throwing 70. And Hal hit one really hard, right back up the box. And Randy had to dance out of the way. And so the next pitch, he knocks Hal down.
There we go. Sounds like RJ.
He knocks Hal down. He takes a couple of steps toward home plate, and he says, hey, don't you ever hit one back up the box against me. Stares at him and then gets hysterical. Breaks out laughing. Hal breaks out laughing. That's Randy Jones.
Yeah. I think, and if he wanted to throw in high and tight, I don't think anyone ever had a better control than him, you know, until maybe Maddox. I'm putting him on that level, RJ, for pinpoint control, yeah. Ted.
Yeah, he didn't strike out many, but I'll tell you what, he didn't even walk anybody. He was going to go, here it is. Go ahead and try to hit it. Ground it out. Give me a double play. I know you will. And he had, like, I think 90 strikeouts, even the Cy Young Award winner year. 90, nothing. It was not about that. I'm going to put it in play. I'm going to use my defense. I'm going to go get a drink of water. That's it.
Ted, thank you so much. We really appreciate you doing this today. I know you had probably a lot of people calling and asking. It was very nice of you to join us, and we appreciate it a lot. Thanks, sir.
I appreciate it. It was a tough night hearing the rumors,
yeah,
and then making a lot of calls all night long and trying to reach people, and now we know, and I miss him already.
Yeah. Well said, as it always is, by Ted Leitner. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Theodore.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah,
you bet.
Thank you. Ted Leitner on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Talk about relating to people and making them feel 100 feet tall. I told you guys this before the show, Tony. Randy Jones, in our friendship later with, you know, my wife knowing his wife, he called me Lefty.
Yeah.
Now, that can make you feel pretty good when one of the great lefties is calling you Lefty. That's what he was about. All right. Thanks to Ted, Morgan, and Chris. Chris Johnson will be next. Aztec football. He could be on his way to being an All-American cornerback. Looking forward to visiting with him. Later on, Jesse Agler with some more Randy Jones legacy talk as we continue on this Wednesday, 97.3 The Fan.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
3:37 on the clock. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. This hour is also brought to you by Toyota of Poway. The season, it's the season to save at Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by the USA Today. The Black Friday sale event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com and drive home happy this holiday. Chris Johnson probably will be pretty decorated when it's all said and done.
Already a mid-season All-American.
Is going to join us here shortly. Talk about the Aztecs and where they're sitting right now. I mean, they get the bounce-back win after a disappointing loss in Hawaii. They come back. They put on another stout defensive performance. They get some enough points to get the victory. Now, it's not a done deal, but it certainly sits in their hands, Chris. They have an opportunity to win these next two games and head to a conference championship.
They got two games. If they win, they're in, right?
Yeah.
San Jose State is the first one. Now,
the tough one's that New Mexico
don't
game.
Overlook, though. We've heard this one before, but San Jose State is coming off a 55-10 loss last week to Nevada, which hadn't won a game. So, you like your chances, but got to get the job done at home in the home finale, as it were. And then you go to New Mexico. Quick note on New Mexico. They lost earlier this year to San Jose State. So I'm not saying it's going to be easy because I think New Mexico is undefeated at home, where the game will be in Albuquerque.
Sounds like anyone can get got. That's what it sounds like.
Anybody can get got, and including the Aztecs, because we saw what happened to them in Hawaii. But you know, Chris Johnson's been a big part of this whole thing, and I watched him the other night against Boise State.
And this was after he missed the game.
That was
in Hawaii,
part of the Hawaii thing.
If I remember, he either
missed it all or he missed some of it. But I saw him make a big tackle, I think it was the other night, and he was just geeked up the right way.
Yeah.
But even the official said, "Son, you're going to have to go back to the huddle.
I need you to calm down."
I want to see what he says about that. But he plays, you know, you got to play a football, right? Your pants got to be on fire. So
they got a lot of that on the defensive side.
Yes, they do. It's been a good season for the defense. So anyway, and plus he announces himself on the team with that pick six in the Cal game.
Yes, he did.
Right away. And then he had another one. Either the next week or the week after. So he's legit.
Yeah, looks like I think he is calling in as we
speak. Yeah, Adam's having a nice chat with him right now. Are you Adam or no?
And he's ready to go.
Okay.
All right, let's check traffic first, and then we'll bring on the star DB, Chris Johnson. All right, joining us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline, Chris Johnson, defensive back for the San Diego State Aztecs. Chris, thanks for your time today. How are you, my man?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. Looking forward to you guys getting back on the field this weekend. Let's just talk a little bit about your year specifically. You came in with some pretty high expectations. Preseason first team all Mountain West. You've exceeded that and some. I mean, just talk about your year, getting prepared for this senior year and how it's gone to this point.
Yeah, yes, sir. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for having me on today. But yeah, going back into this year at the start of the year, I made a choice to come back, you know, back in the wintertime after, you know, our disappointing last season. And I pretty much just had to sit down with all the coaches and told them, like, man, like, this is where I want to be. I want to stay here. I want to win here. And obviously, so far this season, that's what we're getting done. And hopefully we could just keep it going.
Chris, I want to talk about playing the corner a little bit here. But before that, I wanted to ask you about how you play a little bit with your hair on fire there. I saw a quick shot the other night. You made a tackle against Boise State, and man, you were geeked up. I think even the official tried to calm you down a little bit. But that's the level. That's what you got to go out and play with. Where does that all come from?
Yes, sir. I feel like that just comes from, you know, being confident in myself and my brothers around me, for me to be able to react like that and know that, you know, whatever goes down, my brothers got my back. And, yeah.
Chris, you guys play a certain kind of a defense. You guys are kind of left on that island out there as defensive backs in this specific defense. I assume that it's a badge of honor to be able to lock your side down, but it's been a big part of why this defense has been able to really play at the level that they play. We had Dre White on earlier. He talked a lot about how you guys on the corners out there are really providing a little bit more time for them to get to the quarterback. Just talk about that specific part of it. You guys being on an island, playing man-to-man defense as much as you guys do and having the success you guys are having.
Yeah, yes, sir. Being able to run this defense is just a really big compliment from the coaching staff for believing in us in the back end, you know, even as far as the safeties go. But a big part of playing man coverage is, you know, it's man-to-man. So it's you against somebody else, but at the same time, we're relying on everybody else. So like how Trey said, we give them some extra time to get to the quarterback. Like, he's giving us less time that we have to cover because right. Him and the rest of the D-line are getting to the quarterback. You know what I mean? Same thing goes with the linebackers, where maybe they're dropping off in a low hole or they're adding on to the blitz and, you know, something happens. But we all work within one another, and it's just a huge compliment that we're able to help each other out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we love watching it, man. This defense has been really, really fun to watch. And a lot of times, you know, when the other team gets the ball, I get a little worried, but not this year. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys are going to do. You know, Chris has three picks, Tony. Took two of them back for touchdowns, so I was going to ask you what happened on the other one, why he didn't make it, but I'm just joking with you. Also, 8 pass breakups. So you're not just sitting back there looking for the pick. You're there. You're breaking plays up. You and Bryce on the other side and Dale, mm-hmm. Sean Staley, I mean, you guys are always getting your hands on passes. You're not just guarding guys and tackling them when they catch it. Where did all, you know, talk about how you were coached and how this defense makes all that work.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking for the corners mostly, I mean, Coach Sumler is just a great coach. I've been with him since I've been here since freshman year, so 4 years now going on. And, yeah, it's really just him. His time being here, I've been with him my whole career here, luckily enough, even with the staff changes. And he's just a great coach and developed me into, you know, the player I am today, and also helped Bryce, when Bryce joined us a couple years back, helped him develop his game as well. And the calls that we're able to make because of the trust that coaches have in us is from us executing what they want, if that makes sense. So we could play man-to-man all game because the coach trusts us to do that. Yeah. And, you know, since we're trusted, you get that confidence to go out and make a play, whether you're jumping a route or you're getting a pass breakup or making a big hit, that confidence just radiates around everybody.
Chris Johnson, semifinalist for the Jim Thorpe Award this season, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Chris, you mentioned you've been here for 4 years. You're in your fourth season with the Aztecs. You've been in really two different coaching staffs. And you mentioned making the decision to come back this year after last season. What have you seen change? But clearly, this has been a terrific season to this point, and by no means is it over. You got two more games left, but
right. It's
been a clear change from what we've seen over the past two seasons to this year. You being a guy that has experienced it all, what has been the biggest difference for you?
For me, it's just guys are bought in. You know, especially as far as the defensive side. We return basically every person who was on the defense last season. And to be playing at the level we're at just goes to show that we literally could have been doing this last season.
Right.
So the biggest difference to me is that guys are just bought in and, you know, trusting the plan and doing the plan. It's not, you know, it's not like me ball. Like, we're playing as a team. We're playing for each other instead compared to last year when there's not a lot to play for but yourself in that situation when we're a poor team. That's kind of the result you get.
Mm. All right, Chris, tell me how you do it. All right, you're out there. It's you and another guy. And he knows where he's going to go. You don't know where he's going to go. How do you stay on these guys? How much of the technique can you give us? You know, tell us a little bit so we can understand it. I think it's remarkable, the coverage, not only you, but most cornerbacks, how you're able to even get the job done. Where do you key on?
Right. So, I mean, you said at the start, like, the guy knows where he's going, but I don't. But, you know, that's really one of the biggest parts of the game is more than often, I know where the guy's going. You know what I mean? Based off splits, based off tells, stuff that we study in meetings with the coaches and things we go over, you know, tendencies. So really that's how all the great DBs play. They already know what's coming, you know, based on down and distance. If it's 3rd and 10, you could expect them to go sit at the sticks. So like, I'm already being able to eliminate a bunch of routes because they just won't run these routes on certain plays, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Taylor,
peel the curtain back a little bit. Like, so you guys go in, and clearly the coaches have been looking at film. You guys are looking at film. Is it a race to see who can get the tell fastest, like, as you guys are watching this? Or is it like you guys come together for your position meetings, and this is just something that you guys are pounding in each other all week? Look at his foot placement here, whatever it may be.
Right.
Are those things that you guys are like itching to see who can get to first, or is it just kind of come as the week goes and you guys are looking at this consistently?
I say it probably comes as the week goes, and you know, somebody recognizes it earlier. Obviously, we're not being stingy with each other. We're all brothers in that room and all want to help each other. So, you know, whoever finds it first, it really doesn't matter because we're going to let the rest of the guys know about it. Like how you said, like, you know, sometimes if a receiver has his outside foot up, he does something more often than when he has his inside foot up. And, you know, it's just stuff that, like you said, through the week is pounded and pounded in so that when you see it Saturday, it's like when you see the answer on a multiple choice test, like, right. it's like lit up green right there for you and you know it's coming.
You know, if all of that sounds really hard, understand that Chris is an all academic athlete as well,
right?
So smart in the classroom and smart on the field. Chris Johnson, San Diego State's great corner, is our guest. You're going up against quarterback this weekend, San Jose State. I think he's number 2 in the nation in passing yardage. Sounds like you'll get a lot of opportunities to knock some away,
yes,
Chris.
Sir.
How much can you not wait for this game?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for this game. You know, I'm excited for every game that we're playing that weekend. You know, it happens to be who we're playing, and they're a great opponent. And, you know, I'm really excited. They have a great quarterback, great receivers, a good offense in general. And we have a great defense, and we're going to go head-to-head. And, you know, whoever comes out top. And, you know, we're not shying down away from anybody.
Well, Chris, you guys got 2 games remaining. It seems like the ball is in your court. You win these next 2 games.
I'm saying they got 4 games remaining. No, they got 3. They got the 2, then they got the championship, which they're going to win. And then they're going to go to
sneak into the playoff.
They're going to the NCAA playoff. They're going to go down to Georgia, and they're going to beat Adam Klug's team. Remember, you heard it here first, Chris.
Hey, man, we're mostly worried about what's going on.
That's what you should be. Good answer.
Good
very
answer,
good.
Chris.
Very
hey,
good.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us, man. Good luck this
good
weekend.
Good luck, Chris.
And
you guys got having me on.
You guys got the city behind you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys.
Chris Johnson, Jim Thorpe Award semifinalist.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
I'm impressed. The 3 interceptions are one thing. 2 touchdowns, those have to work out. The 8 breakups, that's the part.
Yeah.
Tony, getting his hands on the ball all the time.
They're all impressive, right?
And all of those guys back there in that secondary.
A lot of DBs can break it up. A lot of them can't catch and then finish off the interception. So,
well, he's also 3rd on the team in tackles. So, not to you know, get on your old our old guy Dion, but he's not afraid to stick his nose in there on a sweep either.
Yeah, no, he's not.
I like it.
Confident young man, yeah. Certainly. Enjoyed that conversation. Remember, all guests join us via the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro fan. No. DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
I can't believe Chris over there, by the way.
What happened?
You ever hear coaches tell their players not to pay attention to the media, let them fill their heads?
Oh, and I said
Chris
that.
Is over
he didn't
here.
Take the bait, though.
He didn't take the bait. He's ready. I'm just testing.
He had a great response. Chris, I got you winning this game, that game, going, winning this championship.
You're just mad because I said we're going to beat Georgia. And no, you know it I'm can happen. Good. Who's that lousy quarterback you got down there for Georgia, that
he
guy?
He doesn't believe it.
Oh, I know he doesn't believe it.
Blame Chris if SDSU loses.
Oh, I have a feeling that the folks listening
will blame me. They'll blame me anyway. So what difference does it make?
They will be blaming him when this is all said and done, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was looking up some of the scouting stuff for the pros, you know, where he might go. There seems like
you're such a big, you're so into the NFL draft, Chris.
I'm not, but I was curious to see where he would be rated. And it seemed to say kind of a early to mid round, you know, earlier mid type. And so I'm trying to look up, like, what is it they want? Because you get to that level, Tony, right? There's something.
Yeah.
And they said the only thing is he's got all of the skills and everything, and then it's they give you the
speed.
Straight line speed. So he can do everything every cornerback can do, but instead of maybe a 4.2, he's running a 4.4. So he's got, you know, that'll be what he works on.
Isn't that crazy how they get to that degree? If he's running a 4.4.
Well, you know what I mean.
He's going to slide up
4.7 to 4.5, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's probably just got to get another, and he's probably faster than, you know, we could ever imagine now.
They train to cheat that 40 yards so they can inch off a couple tenths of a second. Yeah, for sure.
2/10 of a second can
be
like $1 million.
That's a 4.7 and a 4.5. I mean, that's a huge difference.
Incredible that is what it comes down to with these guys in the NFL level.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, to break we go. When we return, 4 o'clock hour, Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. Get in line. More Gwen and Chris.
Football features the best running back in the game when Christian McCaffrey and the 49ers go up against Bryce Young and the surprising Panthers. Our coverage begins Monday at 4. The NFL plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
Old water pipes. When they break at your home, it gets messy. It's Vicky Moore. You know your pipes are wearing out and you should replace them. You've put it off and then one day they just burst. Don't let this happen to you. A friend of mine had a ceiling leak. That's how it started. And then there was a leak near the water heater. It eventually got so bad he had to go stay in a hotel. And I said, call Creative Repipe. At Creative Repipe, replacing pipes in your entire home, it's all they do. They're one of the most referred and best reviewed repipe companies out there. Call Creative Repipe today. They'll give you a free quote, but better yet, each job comes with a lifetime warranty. If your home ever leaks again, they fix it for free for life. Creative Repipe is local, licensed, and insured. They even offer financing. Call now and mention Sunny98.1 and get 20% off your repipe job. They can send out a big team and get it done for you in a day. Call Creative Repipe today. The number 619-399-2880, 619-399-2880, creativerepipe.com.
Jack here with the sound of a freshly cracked egg, sausage grilling, you busting out of your front door.
Oh.
Hey, no rush. My 2 for $5 sausage croissants are available all day. Get so much more. Plus tax, limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome to Jack in the Box.
Hey, football fans, tune in this week to Kick Off with Boomer and Valenti, where the guys break down the biggest headlines and storylines from across the NFL. Kick Off with Boomer and Valenti is brought to you by The Home Depot. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita, available at The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
Picture it, your holiday table, the family cooking together, the scent of golden brown bread, rosemary from roasted potatoes, and a salad so crisp it snaps. This season at Ralph's, make the moments that matter possible with quality that's affordable in every aisle. Ralph's, serving SoCal for over 150 years.
Select Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Canada Dry 12-packs are only $4.49 each when you buy five or more with your card plus CRV. Limit 10. Ralph's, SoCal for over 150 years.
250 years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs, with timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind, knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry non-stop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end-of-the-day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour non-stop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
He's a former coach with two sons who played professional basketball. Satch Sullinger's a competitive individual, but his golf game was suffering because of painful joints.
Right, that's real important, the golf game. Right, as we get older, we create these bad habits because we're relegated to hit a certain way.
QC Kinetics used regenerative treatments, all natural healing properties from Satch's own body, to restore those damaged joints and get his golf game back on track.
QC Kinetics regenerative medicine is regenerating me, all natural. And that's what I'm about. I'm going to tell everybody why I'm better.
Oh, and by the way, looks like the competitive Satch is back.
We're all in the same boat, and I'm getting better, and I'm watching them stay old.
Go to QCKinetics.com. Get relief and your game back. Call for your complimentary consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN. That's 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Pain.
The Padres might be in the offseason, but the rumors are hotter than ever. Trades, signings, and all the buzz from Petco Park, I got it covered. It's hot stove season in San Diego. Catch the break.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.